on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
And they always end up having them out completely redone all over again. It's not an efficient way, and you haven't really addressed the root causes of any of the diseases. What do we need to do to prevent this from happening in the future for you? But we have to have in our mind what health is. We have to understand what healthy teeth are. What we notice in patients that go through this treatment is their face changes, their eyes open up wider, the wrinkles lessen, there's less strain on the face.
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I spent some time in Phoenix. I did some cool podcasts in Phoenix. I went to this place called Detox for Life and did a bunch of Instagram videos while I got extracorporeal blood oxygenation, ozonation. I went to this fantastic holistic nutrition practitioner named Monica Hershoft, did an interview with her, video and audio. And then I did a video and audio interview for you today on pretty much like the most advanced holistic, functional, medical form of dentistry I've ever experienced. This gal down in Phoenix, her name is Dr. Anika Loud. She's literally reinventing my whole mouth, and it's amazing. Like, she's a genius. She's worth flying to Phoenix to go get your dental work done, I'm telling you. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis or sweating or doing hot yoga or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
Hello, welcome.
How you doing?
Very good.
This is where I get to find out if drinking stevia-flavored soda is going to rot away my teeth.
Well, it shouldn't. Just the carbonation
we'll find out.
You have to watch out for.
You're the expert.
Well, welcome. I'm excited to see you today.
I'm excited to find out if I'm going to lose all my teeth or not.
No, you're not going to lose all your teeth. You're at a good place now to get things back to rejuvenation.
Awesome. Well, I'm stoked. And I know we're going to be recording my whole session here, but I should let the audience know this is my second time here.
Yes.
Because, well, to just give you all the brief intro, Dr. Ladd and I were at a health summit a few months ago, and she walked up to me at the actual the cocktail party there at the summit, and she starts telling me about my mouth and my teeth and things she was seeing and stuff I'd never heard before about jaw alignment and apnea. And I was pretty intrigued because it's not often that someone just walks up to you at a party and starts telling you more things about your mouth than you know yourself. So I went in to see Dr. Loud when I was in Phoenix, and she did all these crazy scans, which we'll talk about because I want to ask you about the more details because I wanted people to find out about these scans you do. And then she sent me home. She went through all the data. She has these 3D images of my mouth, and you guys will see it all. But and so here I am back at Dr. Ladd's office like a month and a half or two later. I have no clue what I'm doing. I have no clue what to expect. She just told me come back in a couple of months. So here I am.
And you were wearing a little device.
She custom made a special device for me that I lost yesterday before I came down. I've been wearing it religiously all through the night. The problem is, you know, you wear it at night, you put it on your bedside, you know, right where it is. And then on my last 2 days, when you told me to start wearing it during the day, of course, no longer was it by my bedside. And I'd take it out every time at breakfast, every time at lunch, every time at dinner. So maybe my dog ate it. Maybe it's on the table somewhere. Who knows? But it's disappeared. So hopefully that doesn't super mess up.
I made a new one.
A procedure. Oh, you're amazing.
We have a new one because we're going to need it for some of the steps we're going to do today.
Cool. And a quick funny story for those of you watching the podcast or listening. It's not Invisalign.
No, it's not.
Okay, you can explain later on exactly. But it comes with like this whole cast of my mouth with instructions to place this thing in my mouth. So I've got this giant mouth-sized cast, and I'm trying to put it in my mouth. And finally I text Aniko, and I'm like, how am I going to fit this in my mouth? And she said, it's just a little tiny plastic piece that's in there. The other thing is just a cast of your mouth. And I'm like, I was considering losing a lot of sleep for like the next 30 days trying to fit that in my mouth every night. So
normally we
even worse than
we have you here for that process, but we kind of had to ship this all this to you so we can make it work.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, where do we start?
Do you want to start with the next steps in your process, or would you like to review the whole slide that I did for you?
Well, I think where my mind goes is that I know that we did some scans when I was here and you got some results from those scans.
Yeah.
So maybe we could show and or explain what those scans were and then you could explain what you found.
Okay.
Would that work?
Yeah.
Do you care is there ability for the camera to show us the equipment that you used?
Yeah, no, we are set up for that.
I just want to make sure that we're new patients currently.
And I thought it would be a good idea to kind of explain a bit on the background of why I approached you like that.
We probably should talk about that.
What makes this practice a bit different, or the approaches that we have.
Do you want to sit down and talk about that over there maybe real, real quick before we before we go and show all the sexy equipment? All right, so I have a holistic dentist back home.
Yeah.
And I've done some podcasts that many of the people listening in or watching may have heard before about holistic dentistry. But it's my understanding, especially after speaking with you, that what you do, despite implementing a lot of these natural concepts such as avoiding metals and good filtration and all of these things that are a little bit more holistic approach, as the name implies with holistic dentistry, you kind of do some other things too. So tell me about your background and what this unique flavor of dentistry is that you practice.
So to kind of make a long story short, I was actually trained in Europe as a dentist and a physician, so I have a dual degree there. And when I came to the United States, I got trained in conventional dentistry.
Mm-hmm.
And there's lots of gaps in standard American dentistry, or call it SAD dentistry, when it comes to finding out the root causes of disease.
Call it SAD dentistry.
Standard American dentistry.
Standard American dentistry. By the
just
way,
like SAD dentistry.
Should we turn the TV down a little bit? Okay, we can turn the TV down maybe. Oh, perfect. Not that I didn't enjoy the background elevator music. So standard conventional dentistry is what you were originally trained in?
I was originally trained in that, but because I was trained in medicine, I always had this fascination with how things are connected in a body and how the body functions as a whole. So I seeked out more training and I got introduced to holistic and biological dentistry, but I still saw some gaps in how the person is cared for as a whole being. And at that time, a colleague of mine introduced me to functional medicine. And long story short, I got certified in functional medicine. I'm one of a few, a handful that are certified now in the country, because functional medicine creates this whole understanding and a structure, a fundamental structure to how to think and how to connect different parts of the body as a whole. And see,
and in the U.S., that's like the Institute for Functional Medicine.
Institute for Functional Medicine,
and does that mean, did you have to get an MD in addition to your
dentistry? The certification process that took about 3 years. Is one of the hardest things I've done. But then I took the concepts of functional medicine, holistic, biologic, and conventional dentistry, and bioesthetic training that focuses on function and structure and root cause, and I combined them into functional medicine-based dentistry. That now bridges the gap between functional medicine and holistic dentistry.
Because when I go to my dentist, like in Spokane, his name is Craig Simmons, and I've gone up and seen him, and he's great, and he seems to be practicing a lot of the things that, from my understanding, a holistic dentist should be practicing. But, you know, granted, despite the fact that I love him, he's never talked to me about things like spinal alignment or diet supplementation. You know, it's all the mouth.
Yeah.
And then when I came in and saw you, you were doing like scans of my whole body and up and down my spine, and giving me this whole dietary protocol, and it really did feel a little bit more like you were treating my body and not just my teeth.
Yeah, and then ultimately we just all mind body medicine too.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I'm also trained in is bioesthetic dentistry, which looks at the root causes of disease when it comes to how the teeth wear down, how the teeth function, how the jaw joints and then the spine function together. So it's a lot of different knowledge bases that I pull together to help get my patients to optimal health. And it's constantly evolving.
How many people do what you do?
I don't know anybody that does the combination of things that I do.
So you literally had to carve out your own path in terms of saying, okay, well, I know functional medicine, I know holistic dentistry, I also know conventional dentistry, I know mind-body medicine. So you essentially created your own technique.
Yes.
Wow.
I took the best from everybody and all the fundamental practices and combined it into one that really seems to serve our patients. So I'm not the only one that helps a patient heal. We work together with myofunctional therapists, with chiropractors, with physical therapists, like especially when it comes to the spine and jaw and muscle alignment, with functional medicine doctors, nutritionists. So it's a team approach.
If a dentist is listening in, because I know I have a few that listen to the show or watch the show, Do you teach other dentists? Is there like
I'm
a certification program?
Not yet.
I was going to say, there's not, there should
that's
be.
That's in the future. That's in the future.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
But I'm looking to hire someone because I've gotten so busy.
You mean to help you create a course? There are people that do those things. They call it, they don't, like, these days they call them master classes.
Yeah, I know.
I think master class is the terminology that the cool kids use nowadays. So, so basically, I came in, I had no clue what I was going to have done when I came in and saw you. I just knew some lady came up to me at a party and told me my mouth needed work. So, anyways, when I came in, I believe the very first thing I did was this scan that you have in this room back behind us. Do you want to show me some of these scans and then we can talk about what you found on them?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Tamika,
cool.
Can you please pull up this scan?
Using it right now. As soon as they're done, I'll pull it up.
Okay.
Well, maybe while we're waiting for it, you can introduce what it is.
Yeah. So the cone beam scan is a 3D
cone beam.
It's a CT scan of sort. It's a 3D imaging device that helps us see deep through the teeth into the joints in your case. We can even measure airway in a standing up position and then look into the sinuses, and that's critical when it comes to biological and holistic medicine too, because we want to see if there's hiding infections somewhere. It's often that people end up with some systemic diseases like heart attacks or strokes, that in 80% of the cases patients that have heart attacks and strokes, plaque from the mouth can be found in there.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I've actually had a couple of people mention that on my show before, the link between cardiovascular dysfunction and inflammation of cardiac tissue and poor bacterial balance or an infection
in the mouth.
Gums
that
then of course travels via the bloodstream to the heart.
Yeah, and the brain and everywhere
else. And the brain.
Yes.
Really?
So, for example, bacteria from the mouth are, when you have really harmful bacteria in the mouth, you inhale them, right? Because we inhale sometimes through our mouth. And they end up populating the lungs. And something I learned not long ago is that the lung bacterial population is secondary to the mouth and the nose. So if somebody has really bad gum disease or harmful bacteria in their mouth, they're much more prone to have upper respiratory infections or more severe COVID
cases. No kidding. I was going to ask you, was there any link between mouth hygiene and COVID?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
Because you inhale them, and not just inhale them, then you swallow them. So if somebody's on acid suppressors, then their stomach acid cannot kill off the harmful bacteria, and then they swallow it. So it's been contributing to SIBO, spondylometastatic bacterial overgrowth, and other dysbiosis. And then the other way is through the bloodstream. So if somebody has even the smallest amount of bleeding in their gums, when you brush or floss, that's a pathway for bacteria to enter the bloodstream. And then there's so many links over the years with preterm birth, low birth weight in young women that, you know, oftentimes women don't go to the dentist when they're pregnant. It's a critical time to go. It's been linked now to Alzheimer's. You heard Dr. Bredesen talk about it. And one thing that we did for you too is the bacterial test, the DNA saliva test to see.
That's right. You had me swish and spit into a tube.
Yeah. So we wanted to sequence the bacteria that we know to sequence at this point, see if there's correlation with systemic conditions. And what I see in patients that come back with Alzheimer's, they consistently have those Alzheimer bacteria in their
Really?
Body. So once you eliminate that, now you have a chance to restore people to less risk when it comes to progression of disease.
So if the eyes are the window to the soul, the mouth's kind of the window to the body.
Traditional Chinese medicine, that's what they use. Show me your tongue, show me your mouth, and they can tell you everything that's wrong with you.
Yeah, and it's interesting because in functional medicine, at least from what I understand, a lot of times a functional medicine practitioner will start with the gut.
Yes. Right,
that seems to be the general consensus, is just because it's open to the rest of the environment.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, the opening to the gut, assuming that you're eating your food like a normal person, is via the mouth.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Well, the mouth is the first part of the digestive tract.
Yeah.
First part of the gut.
Yeah.
And it's is no wonder that our mouth and our gut have really large numbers of immune cells, which are lymphatic chains. So the mouth has a lymphatic chain in the back of your throat. All around our neck, we have lymph nodes. So our gut has another lymphatic chains, because these are barriers. So the mouth is the first barrier. Everything has to pass through. The nose is a barrier. Everything has to pass through.
Well, it's probably a better option for a career than focusing on the other end of the tube. Yes. So, yeah, that's great. You chose the right side, yes. I think. Probably a more pleasant day at the office. Yeah. All right, you want to go check out the scanner?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Let me see. She should have it ready for us. Let's
All right.
Go there.
So this is the cone beam.
Yeah, so this is an intelligent device. It's actually, as it's going around your head, it measures the bone density and it gives you only the radiation that's needed to provide an image.
Uh-huh.
You can do multiple things with it, but wow. The 3D image is what she's
Come get a close-up of this with a camera. It's so basically the way that the scan did was my head kind of went in here and it does a full rotation as you go around and does like a video of
yeah.
of the or not
it's
a video
a lot of low
like,
images,
yeah a whole
and
bunch
then
of images
it
yeah.
Together.
Yeah 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 so it's a pretty low level of radiation from this thing.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. So we did the cone beam scan, and that again was for my airway alignment.
For the joints?
General structure of the joints in the jaw.
Identifying to make sure there's no infections in your jaw.
Okay.
Looking into the sinuses, nasal cavity, spine.
And this is the readout. Now, do you have my results on here, on this computer?
The result, so once I complete this, I analyze uh-huh. it. I also send it to a radiologist that specializes in jaw joints.
Oh, these are my results. Agreed. So this is my mouth.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They also do like a radiology report.
Okay.
Yeah, so I always double check everything. So this was.
So tell us about what you found
3D.
On this one.
So this is, we took two scans, one that showed your joints and the other one was a bit lower. So you can kind of play
The lower
with
one
this.
Was kind of like neck area, like
yeah.
cervical spine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then the airway. And yeah. actually the radiologist stitched the two images together,
yeah.
so we got a whole head.
And for people who are listening and not watching, this is really cool. It's a full like 3D image of my entire skull.
And we can move Ben
freaky.
Around here.
Yeah.
So
crazy.
This is where your joints are.
Uh-huh.
These are the vertebrae in the back here. This is the bone view. I like the teeth view because you can kind of see through.
Oh, wow.
That's your nose cavity. This is where your eyes are. And behind here are your sinuses.
And what I'd look like if I was a pirate.
So we look at your joints. One of the things I always
okay.
look at is joints. So let's locate the bone.
So this
here.
Is the temporomandibular joint?
Yes. So what we look for is to make sure that there's no degenerative disease, which would look like this little white line here is eaten
mm-hmm.
away, like breaks in it.
Mm.
We also look to see where the joint is positioned and if there's any remodeling. So this is flattening here, and this joint is more like in the center a little bit, so
mm-hmm.
that's good, but the flattening is not good, so that means functional remodeling from
mm-hmm.
bite changes or trauma.
Those are the three things that can cause that functional
usually,
remodeling,
yeah.
bite changes or trauma.
Yeah, trauma.
Okay.
And then this one is, you can see it's kind of a bit weird and it's down and back. That's your left joint. And you can even see it here. Both of your joints are out to the side a little bit. They're almost dislocated a little bit.
Is that pretty common to see in people?
Pretty common to
okay.
see in people.
And if people had that because of a trauma or a bite change or some kind of functional pattern, what is it they would notice that might bug them? Would it be like they feel like their jaw is more tight than it should be? Would it feel like they're chewing irregularly? Or what's kind of symptomatically what someone
would
experience?
Those are really good questions. Yes, they would experience that tightness of the jaw in the morning, especially
uh-huh.
in the morning, sometimes clicking,
uh-huh.
sometimes popping noises, sometimes grating noises. It
uh-huh.
could be even like really a lot of tension or pain. Some people even have migraines or headaches from it, or
wow.
neck pain.
Huh.
Every study is very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can
yeah.
be very mild from just some clicking and tension in the morning, or to the extreme of some of the patients I see, they cannot even chew hard
yeah.
foods.
Wow. So if somebody suffers from migraines, headaches, they feel like they're chewing improperly, etc., one of the things that they could do is actually get some kind of CT scan of the jaw, and you people like you are able to tell
mm-hmm.
if this TMJ is out of alignment.
Yes,
wow.
And we also did, remember, we did some dynamic analysis of how your teeth slide left and right and forward and back,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of correlate all that together.
And if I recall properly with that analysis, you literally had like a mirror over me and in my mouth where you were just looking at the way that my
mm-hmm.
bite moved as
yeah.
I shifted side
mm-hmm.
to side, front
yes,
to back.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because the teeth and the joints are very much connected. So when
mm-hmm.
you slide, if you try to slide forward, you'll feel the joint slides forward. You slide
mm-hmm.
side to side, one or the other joints move differently. So if the teeth are out of alignment, the joint can suffer over time remodeling. Mm-hmm. And the joints are suspended by muscles, and when those joints do not function harmoniously or they're out of their place, then there's muscle tension. That's one of the things I kind of noticed.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, what else do you see from this scan in terms of, you mentioned it does airway?
Yes, so let me look at the other one. We can also look to see if there's any obstructions in the nose.
We look inside the nasal cavity.
Nasal cavity is kind of narrowing a bit here. And you can see the sinus cavities. These are the sinus cavities.
Do you usually see dysfunction in those areas, in the nasal cavities and the sinus cavities?
Yeah, sometimes people don't even know they have cysts, or sometimes the sinus is filled with something. And it could be infections. It could be fungi. It could be all kinds of things.
Mine seem to look okay.
Yeah, yours look okay. Your sinuses look really good.
Okay, interesting.
And then let's look at the other one. See, the joints are not in it, but we see more of the teeth and the airway.
So this scan now, this is the one that was lower, because I remember the machine kind of worked up on my upper head, and then you said to kind of step away, then I stepped away and you lowered it.
Yeah.
And so this is all like upper neck, airway.
Yes.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So we look at the curvature, whatever we can see here. We look at the airway, and then we can actually measure the airway, and you could see it here.
Mm-hmm. And what do you typically look for on something like this, or what do you see on mine that's interesting?
So whenever it's black, that's a narrower airway.
Wow.
So normally, imagine drinking through a large tube or air. You know, you're inhaling through a large tube. When it's narrow, it's almost like through a small straw.
Mine looks like it's pretty narrow.
Yeah, it is pretty narrow at the middle part of it.
This
is when you're standing up, so you have to think about it when you're sleeping, how much more does that collapse.
I was going to say, because usually narrow airways are associated with things like sleep apnea, which I think most people watching or listening are probably familiar with. That's that nighttime repeated waking as you kind of drop in your oxygen saturation while you're asleep. Many people snore, but obstructive sleep apnea is something that I never would have thought that I personally have. I guess I haven't really measured the SpO2 for a very long time for the entire night while I'm asleep. But what you're saying is that with that amount of airway narrowing, I could possibly have sleep apnea and not even know it.
Yeah, a mile one, you might not even know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, for sleep apnea, that's something that I know you and I actually talked about this at one point. Like this Oura ring that I'm wearing, apparently very soon they're going to come out with the ability to measure SpO2.
Yeah.
I know you can buy on like Amazon a 24-hour SpO2 fingertip thing you can wear, but gold standard for you. If you saw a test like this, you know, like, I want to find out if you actually have sleep apnea, what would you tell somebody to do?
I would send you a home sleep test, a professional one that measures brainwave and heart rate and oxygen saturations, and then just the stages of sleep also.
Ballpark, how accurate is it to MacGyver it yourself with something like SpO2 from a wearable or something like that, do you think?
It's not as accurate, probably. Yeah. Because that pulls together so much data. There's other things that you can get, like different rings that measure more and sleep stages too. But still, the gold standard is an actual sleep test, sleep study. And two nights, so you can get an average of what's going on.
I don't know if you know the answer to this question, but do you know, let's say somebody normally when they're walking around during the day, even if they have a narrow airway because they're not lying down, let's say their SpO2 is like 97, 98, 99. Do you know how low it would go during the night and somebody has sleep apnea?
It's hard to know for sure. At night, if somebody has sleep apnea, it can go in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah, usually.
So we're talking like you'd see maybe a 10% dip, like happening a few times during the night.
Yeah, a few times during the night. Even that's enough to cause mitochondrial dysfunction.
Wow.
The mitochondria will start constricting. Right. And what happens is that over time is the problem. Cumulative effects of minor hypoxias lead to even more and more damage over time.
Right. And because a lot of times when you experience these periods of hypoxia, intermittent hypoxia during the night, you wake.
Yeah.
I know that any of these wearables like the Whoop or the Aura or whatever that measure restlessness at night might also be a clue. You know, if you see really, really poor restlessness, it might also be have a partner with restless leg syndrome or something like that, or maybe the dog's barking. But it could be another clue. If you also have a restricted airway and you're seeing low SpO2, these things might add up.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you saw restricted airway on me here.
And then tooth wear is related to restricted airway too. So when your teeth wear down, when you lose enamel,
you actually lose some height in the airway.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, so then the more the teeth wear down, the more your airway and your tongue is pushed even more back.
Does this test show tooth wearing, or is it a different test that
shows
tooth
wearing? It's a different one when we did the intraoral scan.
Okay. Well, we'll get a chance to show people what that one is, too.
Definitely.
All right, so on this one, it looks like the main things
are
the restricted airway, and then
then we can look at the spine.
On the other test, a little bit of TMJ dysfunction.
Let's see. You can look through the whole skull and look at the back of the spine, too.
Wow.
This one shows more. So we look for, this is the things I look for, is to see how the vertebrae align.
Wow.
Here, compared to the midline. And if you look at it, there is a little bit, if I cross the midline of that vertebrae.
Which vertebrae is that that you're drawing the line through?
The first and the second ones.
So my C1 and C2 are like a little bit out of alignment on this scan.
To the right.
Uh-huh.
A little bit.
Shifted to the right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Slightly.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever work in conjunction with chiropractic physicians to send them results like this? And be like, hey, this patient needs some cervical alignment work?
Definitely.
Interesting.
Yeah. Work with a physical therapist also that that does craniosacral therapy.
Okay. Got it. Cool. All right. So that's scan one, the cone scan. Is there anything else you want to show people or tell them about this one in particular?
Well, this, we covered a lot. This would show if, for example, there's infections in the teeth, they would show up as holes in the bone. And that's about all we look for in these.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Cool. All right. What's the next sexy machine that we get to see?
We can go to the intraoral scanner, one that we analyzed.
Did you say interval scanner?
Intraoral scanner.
Intraoral scanner. Okay.
So this is based on the initial one. So when we did your initial scan, we decided, you and I discussed what the next step and the plan is. What we need to do is to get your joints back into the proper location. We made that mini MAGO. The purpose of that little deprogrammer, or call it deprogrammer, was to start changing brain loops. Because when our teeth come together, there's muscle memory and brain memory. So our brain and muscles will put our teeth together the way we habitually gotten used to it. When we put the small device, you kind of had like, where do I put my teeth, right? You had that moment of like confusion.
Yeah, but it was based off a custom cast of my mouth.
Yes, custom.
Was that cast created from this machine here?
From this machine, yeah.
Okay.
So then
when I put this in, and you had me wearing it every night, it's essentially retraining my mind-muscle connection so that my bite brings that TMJ misalignment that you saw on the other scanner back into alignment?
Initially. It's like not complete alignment. That's
kind
how we move into starts the process.
Okay.
That's where we're moving into the larger appliance that's going to cover all your teeth.
Okay.
This was just so we could get a better bite.
The bigger one. Hopefully I don't lose that one.
I hope you don't lose that one.
You know what someone needs to invent if this doesn't exist yet? Because I was talking to someone yesterday who wears Invisalign. They're like, yeah, I lose mine all the time too. I said, somebody needs to make like some kind of a necklace, like a fascial necklace that's perfectly sized to your little Invisalign
piece. Yeah,
that way you just drop it in the necklace when you have your meal.
That's a good idea.
Take it back out. Yeah.
Yeah, because they get lost.
That's a business idea for somebody.
There you go.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Someone on Etsy's going to do that.
They don't already have it. So this is where we look at how the teeth come together, and then that big mold that you try to put in your mouth, that was based on this. So
okay,
this
so for those of you listening, we're looking at a 3D scan now of my teeth.
And then we 3D print based on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Models of your teeth, and then we can actually change it to a prettier tooth here.
Yeah.
This is the stone model of your teeth, so this is what was printed.
Yeah.
And that's the relationship of your teeth. So we even have a weather map where we could see how the teeth come together. So the goal of a balanced bite is to have teeth that come together evenly. When the bite and the joints are balanced, when you close down, all your teeth meet at the same time.
Okay.
So what we
But if you see these little red spots, does that show that the teeth aren't meeting at the same time?
So these red spots should be small, maybe like that big, and even all across your teeth. You can see you have really heavy bite on that side. And then some going on here. And look, these are the teeth that are actually worn down here and chipping away.
Wow.
So it's an imbalance in the bite that causes the wear of your teeth.
So an imbalance in the bite. What if someone had a perfectly balanced mouth, but they were a nighttime teeth grinder? Would you see something similar? Would it be more of like an even wearing of the teeth?
So balanced bite doesn't exist. So balanced bite and nighttime grinding, they don't go together.
Okay, so if you nighttime grind, you basically have an imbalanced bite.
Imbalanced bite, or joints or something else, or muscle function. Because when your teeth meet together with small spots, like when the teeth meet together, they should be only meeting in small surface areas.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong, it's one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full-spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order.
And when the teeth are not in the right position, then the brain wants to level everything out. Mm-hmm. That's why people end up with flat, worn, flat teeth, mm-hmm. because the brain doesn't want to have to deal with avoiding a tooth that's out of alignment.
Aside from the obvious aesthetic consideration of people just not wanting to have worn down, crooked teeth,
yes.
is there any other concerns that someone would have about their teeth wearing down?
Many of them. One of the biggest one is tooth loss, because when a tooth wears down, it loses its supportive enamel and it starts wearing into the inside part of the tooth, which is called the dentin, which is softer and it wears 6 times faster, and eventually the teeth crack.
Wow.
And then when the tooth cracks, you end up taking the tooth out.
Right, and then it turns from just being an aesthetic issue into an I can't chew anything but Gerber baby food issue.
Then what happens, usually people come in and then they go to a dentist and they have a toothache on a back molar, and it always starts usually with the back molars, the very back molars in the mouth, because as you close, those are, if they're out of alignment, they're the first one to touch. Mm-hmm. Then they get a crown, and then the crown doesn't solve the problem. They still have problems, so they now end up a root canal. That still doesn't solve the problems, because that tooth is in a way when they close down, and then they end up losing the tooth. Mm-hmm. And then it just starts a downward spiral of losing teeth and losing teeth till they're then they put an implant fails. It's just not addressing the cause of it.
Wow.
So what we did for you is looking at the function of the teeth and a bite analysis and bringing the joints and the teeth together. That's what makes the biggest difference.
So now that I've been wearing this little piece that you gave me, is the plan today to use this machine to rescan and see how good of a job that thing has done thus far?
So what we do is, it's a very good question, what we do is we're going to do a bite today with that small appliance that I made you, and that is sent to Germany, where I get my appliances from. There's only one lab in the world that I trust for this, and they're in Germany. They use non-toxic materials.
Yeah, they make good
materials.
Shit in Germany usually.
Non-toxic materials. So then they design, based on the bite that I obtained, a new bite for you, and that bite is transferred into that appliance.
Okay.
And that appliance is an orthotic now that you wear. You know, when somebody has maybe misaligned hips, they have an orthotic. Well, this would be an orthotic that helps guide your joints and muscles back into balance. And the bite you're going to have when you're done with this, when you take the appliance out, is going to be very different than where you are today.
Interesting.
So in about 6 to 8 weeks of wearing that appliance, the muscles and the joints release. The joints go back into neutral posture.
Wow.
And your joints determine where that needs to be. I'm not forcing you into anything.
Does somebody wear something like this all day long and all night long? Aside from when they're eating?
Yes. So well, even when you're eating,
you wear it when
wear
you're eating.
It,
Okay.
And as
and that's
wear,
okay to do. It's not going to get damaged from chewing.
No, if they're well made.
Okay.
So because what we design is a new bite inside the appliance. And as you wear it and it's adjusted to, we adjust it to match your joint position, then that becomes your new bite.
Yeah.
And it allows the joints to function evenly.
It's very, very functional.
Yeah.
That's why it was made in Germany. We'll handle all the Frankfurters and beer that you need to throw down the hatch.
I have one. You can eat carrots with it. You can eat nuts with
it. Great. I'm going to go egg nuts on the popcorn. Okay. You're going to love it. It's probably your dentist's favorite food, right? Caramel corn?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, keeps you in business.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So what do you want to show folks from here? I know we want to do a follow-up scan and show people how that works.
Yeah.
Was there any other tests that you, I'm trying to remember if there are other tests that we ran.
We
the
did
last
the bacterial test. I can
That's right,
print
the
that
bacterial switch test.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to, unless you want to do this scan first, I'd love to show people what the results of that bacterial test look like, if that would be another valuable thing.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. We can do this, and then I'll print that and we can review it together.
Let's do it.
Okay?
All right.
All right, so
cool.
We'll have a seat, and I'll grab Danielle, and I have to match that little device.
Here we go. I better get a free sticker and a toothbrush after this. So, for those of you watching or listening, I'm gonna put both the audio and the video and all the show notes, as well as more information on what Dr. Loud does. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/drloud, like Dr. Loud, bengreenfieldfitness.com/drloud. So if you want more information on all this stuff, or maybe you're listening and you're like, I want to go back and watch the video, that's where it's all gonna be. All right.
So based on the, Danielle is gonna be the one that does your scan. This is more of a 3D print of your, remember, based on that model. So when you told me that you lost it, I had my technician reprint your models.
Oh, wow.
So jeez, that's nice. It's nice. Digital technology is amazing because you didn't have to be here for me to make this.
No.
I just had him print the models, which is a digital record of how your teeth used to be. Okay. And then I made this little device. It's not as fancy as the one you had from Germany, but it'll do the work today.
Okay.
And I have to check this to make sure it's...
I did tell my sons when I left my house, $20 reward if they find a fancy one from Germany.
And if they find it, we use it later on in the process.
It's kind of blue. I use methylene blue sometimes as a supplement, and it happened to have dyed me. It was Invisalign a little blue. I also did a sunshine walk this morning with some of my friends, and one of them was a doctor. Actually a functional medicine doc, and he came with these little methylene blue troches to dissolve in our mouths while we walked. So you might even notice a little blue when you look inside my mouth today.
Okay.
That's why. I haven't been eating Smurfs.
I'll have you lean back a little bit.
Okay. All right, so for those of you listening, she's got this light over my mouth, and I'm probably going to have to stop talking. She's got to go in there now. All right.
Let's see. So this fits pretty good. Uh-huh. See, this was made on a digital model of your teeth.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have you close into that. Okay. And do you feel anything touching in the back?
No.
No. Okay, you're not supposed to. And then I'm just going to press this.
I feel like a bunny rabbit.
And then go ahead, open, and tap, tap. And then slide forward and back. Very good. Open. I'm just going to check it. That's looking good. And then do you feel how when you close into that, this creates a little confusion, right, in your brain? Nothing is touching in the back.
Yeah.
And that's the first deep
program. Yeah, it feels like I've got a lot of pressure on the left side of it, but not a lot of pressure on the right side of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you close down?
Uh-huh.
Inside?
Yeah, the left side is touching, the right side isn't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Let's check that. So you could tell the difference.
It'd be like the princess and the pea with my little alignment device. I get it just perfect.
How about now? Do you still feel the same pressure?
No, now it feels more even.
It feels even.
Yeah.
Open. And then I'm also going to lean you back just to verify how it changes when you're leaning back. Going for a ride here.
I start snoring. That means I have sleep apnea.
Yes, you do. And I'm going to use the other side. Tap, tap. And it seems to be the same. What does it feel to you?
Now that I'm leaning back, there's slightly more pressure on the left side than the right side. Very slight though.
Very slight, okay. So let's dust that off here.
Do you have special filters in these rooms when you remove metal and things like that? Do you need to do that?
Yeah, we do that. So we do the safe mercury removal, just like most holistic dentists do.
It's called safe mercury removal?
Safe mercury, yeah. Use the rubber dam, oxygen on the patient.
Mm-hmm.
We follow all the biological and holistic principles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other term, is in biological dentistry. That's what it's known as.
And I'm going to squirt a material between your teeth.
What is it?
It's a bite registration material that's going to allow us to scan your bite in this position.
Smells like bubblegum.
It is. It tastes like bubblegum. We try to make dentistry a bit more palatable to patients, so we use better tasting things.
You're good at understanding people who talk with their mouth closed.
Yes.
I've been practicing my ventriloquism skills. By the way, I had a roasted garlic smoothie for breakfast this morning. I hope you don't mind.
I don't smell it. I have a mask on. All right, so Danielle's going to scan now your upper arch and lower arch.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Roasted garlic smoothie with some caramel corn sprinkled in for added crunch.
You like to tease
me. The dentist's
me,
favorite
you?
Breakfast. Breakfast of champions. Right before you go to the dentist. That's exactly what you want to eat. Trust me, everybody.
Or how about the gummy bear chew that we gave you? It's sugar free. So one of the things that we did when you came in, I did a video of your bite.
Yeah.
And I can show it to you. The bite.
Yeah, you had me chewing on a gummy bear when the video recorded how I was chewing up and down.
So when we look at the chewing motion dynamically, you can really see if there's dysfunction. And one of the things that I'll have you do after today is working with a myofunctional therapist, and she can work with you remotely to help retrain the chewing muscles, because there's a lot of lateral traumatic chewing that caused the teeth to collide in an uneven way.
Mm-hmm.
When we have healthy teeth and the teeth have their normal genetic form, the chewing is usually vertical, and it's mm-hmm. even on the left and right. You start watching people, how they chew, and you can actually trace it back to how their teeth are wearing down.
Wow.
Because if the chewing is really lateral, there's a lot of wear.
You can tell. I can't tell how much people chew.
But probably by the end of this process, you'll know more about it.
I'll be able to walk up to people at parties and tell them about their mouth. All right.
That was pretty bold of you.
Yeah, it was pretty bold of you. I think it was a great idea, nonetheless, because here we are.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right, so we'll do the scan. So I'm going to start by scanning the lower teeth. I'm just going to dry out the teeth with a bit of gauze.
Okay.
All right, and just stay open.
Perfect. And as we do this, by the way, if Anika or if you want to explain it all, what you guys are doing, feel free to fill in the gaps.
Thank you.
So she goes across the arches and gradually scans every tooth. And then the machine will stitch the images together. It's just a technique of going around and capturing every single part of the tooth and the tissues. Having this digital data allows us to digitally transfer securely to Germany and work with them remotely. And after you're done wearing the appliance and everything is stable, we verify it's stable, then we do a plan of how to restore the teeth to a stable bite. And we work remotely with Germany.
Wow.
And you'll be involved in that. It's a really neat process how digitally you can rebuild the teeth and pretty much redesign the bite to where it is going to be healthy long term.
Wow.
Because the goal is to keep our teeth for the rest of our lives, right? Our own teeth, not fake teeth, not implants. So that's really the end goal of the process is to, you're at a place where if we stabilize your bite, you will not have to suffer from broken teeth or root canals or crowns or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
The best is to save natural enamel.
Uh-huh.
And the process of rebuilding is also very conservative because we can use composite material, which is like a resin material that we can rebuild.
It'll literally rebuild those worn down teeth.
Yeah, and it lasts because you stabilize the bite. And the joints and the teeth now will be able to function harmoniously long term.
Uh-huh.
And it's a process that works really well. Mm. You don't even have to be numb for this.
I'm going to blow a little bit of air to dry up the tooth.
So she completed just finishing up filling in the lower arch, making sure we have really detailed and accurate information.
Alright, we'll go to the
and now she's going to scan the uppers.
So we'll try again.
Okay. Explain why this approach is better than just going in and fixing stuff in one visit.
That's a really good point, actually. So the reason why in looking at you as a whole and really doing all this analysis is important because often in dentistry we start treating from disease. So the patient comes in a disease state with diseased joints, dysfunctional bites, and then the traditional approach is if somebody has worn down teeth, let's just put a crown every tooth, right? Or put a few veneers to make those teeth look better. But what happens over time, because the root cause was never addressed, the teeth keep breaking down. And then they have to replace one tooth at a time here and there. So over time, it becomes so costly. And they always end up having the mouth completely redone all over again. It's not an efficient way. And you haven't really addressed the root causes of any of the diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So by doing this proper analysis, which takes time, and really have to put all the information together. Now, when we restore your teeth, we're starting from, we kind of try, although the joints cannot be remodeled to back to health, we're trying to create a balanced state where we're gonna treat your teeth too. But one of the things I did is I Googled what is optimum dental health, and there's nothing. All they do is explain you how you should brush your teeth, because there's a really big knowledge gap when it comes to what is optimum dental health. It can be interpreted in so many ways. And that's because just like in medicine, we see diseased people all the time. Like 98% of my patients have disease. So in conventional dentistry, it's just kind of fixing when things break down instead of stepping back and saying, let's look at you as a whole, look at your function. Let's see what's going on in your body. Also look at the joints and the teeth and then decide, okay, what do we need to do to prevent this from happening in the future for you? But we have to have in our mind what health is.
Mm-hmm.
We have to understand what healthy teeth are. And healthy teeth, if you look at your boys, they'll have really rounded, really, their teeth are so beautiful. They have this beautiful anatomy. Nature designed teeth to have sharp points. They have really rounded forms to them. When you look at their chewing surfaces, they're not flat ever. So we're designed to, with function in mind, and then the form of the teeth determines the function. So if we lose the form of the teeth, the function will suffer. But we have to always remember what health is and treat patients to health instead of disease states. So that's why when we restore you to health, it's a state of rejuvenation. You become younger looking and you feel better. Your airway gets better, you're chewing better. What we notice in patients that go through this treatment is their face changes, their eyes open up wider, the wrinkles lessen, there's less strain on the face, so they look more open. So now she's just filling in any areas that the scan needs more accurate data.
Those wisdom teeth sometimes are a pain in the neck to get because they're all the way back there. Alright, so we let that process. I think we
cool.
did it. And then it'll let me know if I need to scan again to see if there's any inaccuracies at all.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, related to what Dr. Loud was saying, well, I had a giant apparatus in my mouth and couldn't talk, this idea of this long, slow approach to realigning, you know, before you go in and start to work on teeth that have been worn down, before you start to fill them in, or before you start to just, like, you know, slap a bunch of stuff in the mouth to fix it. Because as Dr. Loud said, let's say you do that 10 years down the road, you're going to have the same issues because your airway's still closed, you still have sleep apnea, or your jaw isn't realigned, so those teeth that you spent a bunch of money on are getting worn down. And so it's kind of like this concept of, let's say you have back pain. Right, you could go in and pay a doc to do like a spinal fusion or some type of surgery on the erector spinae muscles or a nerve block or something like that. Or you could take the long, slow, functional, sane, preventive approach and actually go do back strengthening exercises and study the work of guys like Stu McGill and Dr. Eric Goodman and begin to do their exercises and begin to pay more attention to your workplace ergonomics and maybe standing chair or standing desk and essentially fix your body in a very smart yet patient manner. And I think that that's probably where the biggest, I guess, deficiency lies in many of aspects of health, whether it be dentistry or fitness or medicine, is we want the fast track approach, right? We want to pop the pill and fix things. We want to get the surgery and fix things. We want to get the tooth just whatever, painted or remolded or whatever. But really what attracted me to the work of Dr. Loud is I've always been a fan of like perseverance, endurance, putting in the work. And this process that she's outlining is a multi-month process to do things like realign my jaw and realign my airway. But I'd much rather have that and then live, I mean, because I'm 40 years old, right? So let's say I have arguably, you know, let's just go with stats. I've got 36 years of life left. Well, that means if I spend 1 year working on my mouth, I get 36 years of just like not having to deal with things like sleep apnea or chewing issues or bite issues or headaches or poor sleep or the things that go along with some of the issues that Dr. Loud discovers on the type of scans that she does. So it's very, very interesting stuff. And I'm super happy that you're able to listen and watch this if you are, because I think a lot more people could use this type of approach. And I think a lot more dentists could use this kind of information, which is why I wanted to put this podcast out. So, all right, well, I think she's getting the oral DNA test. Is that
she
right?
She is. I do okay. Just have to, if you don't mind, I'm just going to rescan a couple.
Oh, pieces. Yeah. Yep. Yep. All right.
When it gets wet,
that's
sometimes.
Right. I can do okay. This all day long.
Just throw it up.
I'm a trooper.
So bear with me, and then we'll do the little
TV screen on the ceiling.
That would be cool. That would be a good addition. All right, so I just have to dry a little bit again here.
So one of the really neat things about the next appliance that you're going to get is that once you start wearing it, you will start noticing yourself, almost like self-diagnosing of what is causing the teeth to be out of alignment. Because when you take it out in the morning to eat or to brush your teeth, you will feel a bite that's very different than what you're used to. And it'll take a few minutes for things to go back. But you'll feel the tooth that's been the culprit for all of it. Because that will be the first tooth that touches.
So often when teeth are out of alignment, or in your case, it could have been your wisdom teeth, we don't know yet, so we do the complete analysis, if the wisdom teeth come in at age 17 or 18, and if they come in and they're higher than the rest of the teeth, when a person bites, they kind of teeter-totter on that wisdom tooth. So the jaw, if you bite on that tooth, the jaw gets pushed out of its socket for all the teeth to come together. So it creates a teeter-totter. Wow. And that often causes the lower jaw to shift up and forward, and what shows is wear on the lower teeth.
I knew there was a reason kids at the playground were calling me teeter-totter jaw.
So those little bite pieces we did will help her get your bite almost open position.
Wow. You just say bite.
But barely open position.
And so that's a DNA test that you have now?
Yes, I have it here.
Well, tell us about that.
So can I correlate it with your labs? So one of the things I do is I request patients' recent labs from their physician, if they have it available, because one of the things I look for is their cardiovascular risk, especially if there's any history of it in their in all the paperwork that they fill out, and or any other disease risk in the family. So I follow the functional medicine matrix. So we look at history, family history, any triggers, any things that maintain disease states. And then we kind of look to see where the imbalances are in different areas of the body. And then when I get the bacterial DNA test, and you can see it here, it shows me what bacteria are in high numbers. So if they were above the black line, they would be pretty dangerous high numbers. But this is generalizing again. If somebody has the TD, which is a bacteria that can be linked to cardiovascular disease, and on the back page of this, you actually get a map of what bacteria are related to what. So when you have the TD and FN, this is a high-risk pathogen with systemic influences. These are moderate risk, this is lower risk. And the risk has to do with how potent it is to cause systemic problems or mm-hmm. local problems by aggressive gum disease. So the TB and the FN, they're linked to cardiovascular health. And on your labs, there were some concerns with that, with some mild risk for you. So these are the things that we link together. So functional mm-hmm. medicine is about linking.
Right, like you're talking about in the introduction, it's not just the mouth, it's the whole body. So you're looking at elements of the blood, biomarkers, and blood markers that would indicate that perhaps there is cardiovascular dysfunction, or in the case of just the oral DNA, the microbiome in the mouth. Now, did you find any issues with the microbiome in my mouth?
So, ideally, I want this gone, these two.
Those high-risk pathogens and moderate-risk pathogens.
Yes, even if it's in low numbers, so you're below the threshold, but who are we to know what the threshold is for your body,
right? Because those are basically associated with periodontitis.
So this is a generalized, just like in all gut tests, they give you, this is the general population, the cohort, and this is you. Mm-hmm. And that's based on long-term research that they do, but they do it always on unhealthy people, right? They don't do healthy biomes. So this we want gone. And remember, as much of this we can let go of, use some tools.
Yeah, tell people about that, because I'd love to hear from you, with your body of knowledge, what that ideal tooth care protocol or mouth care protocol would be for someone who does want to limit bacteria or build up good bacteria or use a toothpick versus a toothbrush or whatever. So what do you think? Like, wake up in the morning, walk me through an average day of what you think the ideal tooth care regimen would be.
So ideal tooth care regimen, based on this, is what the ideal way to really design an ideal tooth care regimen. And that's where I kind of created the 4R protocol. So 4 is remove. So every morning we wake up, after we have breakfast, we want to disrupt the biofilm that formed overnight. Mm-hmm. And at night we don't make a lot of saliva, so the saliva is usually antimicrobial. We have a lot more buildup. So after breakfast, you want to brush your teeth. I'm a big fan of electric toothbrushes, like the one I gave you.
I'm going to back up. About when you first wake up in the morning? Are you a fan of oil pulling?
Yeah, oil pulling is great.
Okay.
Because you're going to have breakfast after you wake up.
Yeah.
Right? So the key is to brush your teeth after that. Some people prefer to brush their teeth even before, but you want to brush your teeth after you had your breakfast, because otherwise that food is going to stay on your teeth for 12 hours or ever.
Got it. One other question: when you wake up in the morning, there are companies now that will sell things like HCOL for cleaning the mouth. There are other companies, of course, like Scope that are more of a mouth wash.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that those are good or bad for the oral microbiome?
Some of them are good, some of them are bad. If there's alcohol in anything, that dries out the mouth and disrupts the biofilm. Oil pulling would be so much better.
Okay.
With coconut oil.
Yeah, that was always my concern about those, because they seem to just like nuke everything.
Yeah.
And considering the bacteria in your mouth will convert like nitrites and into nitric oxide. You know, I interviewed, I think it was Dr. Nathan Bryan, I might have talked to you about this on my podcast some time ago, but you actually can see if you have too clean of a mouth, or if you're using like even fluoridated toothpaste,
yeah,
it can cause this, a loss of nitric oxide,
yeah,
which is a pretty significant cardiovascular helpful
molecule. Yeah.
Interesting. So okay, so you're okay with coconut oil pulling.
We don't want to disrupt it too much. Coconut, anything that's not too, like some toothpaste could be very abrasive.
Mm-hmm.
I like the what I gave you, Biocidin, because there's a lot of
Biocidin toothpaste.
Yeah, Biocidin based, Dentalcidin.
Yeah.
It's a biofilm disruptor, but it doesn't harm your own. And they have many, many years of studies where they use it in the gut. That it's mild.
Yeah, I was going to say it's more commonly known as a way to disrupt biofilm in the gut, and used by a lot of practitioners for that. But
they
also make a toothpaste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have a little rinse that I like a lot, and then they also have, and we gave you that, the toothpaste.
Okay.
Which we get great results in our patients.
Yeah.
It helps with harmful bacteria, but then it helps with preventing your own bacteria from being destroyed, because we have bacteria that are helpful to us.
Yeah. So
biofilm is not all bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
After breakfast, brush.
Yeah.
I assume after
floss.
Lunch, brush. Floss also after breakfast.
I would floss
because
when you, so the tissue between the teeth is much more delicate than the tissue on the outside.
What if you're a smoothie person like me? Do you still need floss?
I probably would.
Yeah. Okay.
But because I would look, so when I give advice is depending on what I see on here
and
what I see in the gums. So somebody that has high cardiovascular risk and they have really high numbers of bad bacteria, we have to step up the hygiene. Like then we're brushing and flossing after every time we eat to try to disrupt as much as possible till we get things back to normal, and
yeah,
then we can go to twice a day.
Okay, that makes sense. So meaning that in someone who does have some pretty significant issues, you'd recommend lunch also protocol similar to breakfast.
Yeah.
But for a twice a day protocol, I assume a twice a day protocol would be breakfast and dinner.
Dinner, yeah.
Okay, so after dinner, what do you do?
You brush your teeth with an electric toothbrush. And I like water picks too.
So I was going to ask you, do you use a water pick and an electric toothbrush?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do your toothbrush first, then your electric, then your water pick?
Usually floss, water pick, and then brush.
And why do you like electric better than a regular toothbrush?
It's at least 40 times more efficient.
Oh, wow.
And I like Oral-B specifically because the head is small and round, and it rotates.
Uh-huh.
And so then it respects the anatomy of your teeth. The gum line is kind of oval shaped, so it doesn't wear them away.
Okay.
And it's really efficient at removing plaque.
Got it. And then one other question regarding mouth care. What about these supplements that they now sell that are typically like chewables, that are chewable probiotics to help out with the good bacteria in the mouth? Do you like those?
So, like I said, I have the 4R protocol. First one is remove. So we remove any pathogenic bacteria, any bad habits. Could be high sugar foods and diets, and honey could be bad too in some people. So that's the first step. Then we replace. So we, once everything is harmful that's removed, we replace with oral probiotics that you chew. And then after that, we work on repairing barriers. So that would be your supplements, your vitamin C, your zinc, your fish oils, because the gums are a barrier.
Yeah.
They are one of our first immune barriers in the body. And then the last is rebalance, because if you don't maintain habits long term, then and you know, you have a very stressful life and you don't get to brushing your teeth, then it's not going to work long term.
Okay, so our
hygienist is actually a functional medicine certified health coach, so she helps patients with goals for their own health.
Are they done with me here?
Yes.
Okay, all right, cool.
So
basically we've got this complete analysis, both blood and saliva. It looks like I've got some pathogens that I need to address via the type of protocols that you've just outlined to me. And then in terms of the cardiovascular health, you mentioned you saw a few concerns there that could be related to LPPLA kind of high, which is
moderate cardiovascular risk. So anything else of note related to the mouth?
Low copper, I think. And you were copper. Working on that, and low zinc.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Low copper and low zinc.
And then one of the things that was lymphocytes were low, so that could be vascular inflammatory disease. The RBCs could be also related to some minor hypoxia at night, so sleep apnea.
Right.
And those are the things that we saw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Fascinating. So it is really cool how you go into the rest of the body.
In your parents.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that when it comes to the mouth, our role is to help you minimize any risk for your long-term health.
Got it.
Yeah.
So I've done this scan. Now is this pretty much like the next step? You're going to make the make the thing. What do you call it again?
We call it a biorthosis.
The biorthosis.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be wearing that basically for how long?
For about 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay, for about 6 to 8 weeks. And then after that, what happens? Do you guys reach out to me and tell me I need to do another scan? Or how does that work exactly?
Yeah, so during the 6 to 8 weeks, we need to figure out how we're going to coordinate, because there's some adjustments that need to be done to that appliance. As your bite shifts, it needs to be adjusted to move with your muscles.
And obviously you're in Phoenix and I'm in Spokane.
So we'll have to figure
when you work with patients remotely, do you ever do that? Like have them just like...
Usually they fly in, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah,
I can teach you some things, but we'll figure it out. Yeah.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
Yeah, so the next step, once we have it, I'm going to ship it to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk you through what needs to be. If ideal, if you could be here so I can deliver it and make sure that everything is right, that would be best. And then we'll work through the adjustments, we'll figure that out. And once you're stable, then we have to verify that you're stable. So we have to do a few records back to back. And then at that point, when I know bite is stable, the joints are stable on the appliance, then when I do a workup. So the workup is designing the new bite, figuring out where we need to add teeth to reproduce the position of your jaw that you're comfortable in.
And so start to finish, you know, I did this, I wore this little one after the scan and everything. That was about 1 to 2 months. It sounds like I wore this next one for another, a couple of months, month and a half.
Yeah.
And then after that, assuming that has worked properly, after that period of time, then it's another visit to basically go through and do some of the recomposition of the teeth.
Yeah, so that's
so it's almost like kind of
visit.
A three-ish step process.
So when we
a longer visit, because you got to actually work on the actual mouth at that point.
Yeah, so that'll be a couple longer
One would
visits.
Associate with more traditional dentistry. Yeah, you're actually doing
and that's
things
what I'm doing,
teeth.
Yeah. That's right.
Wow, and you were outside of the room, I was just explaining how cool it is that this is a long-term patient perseverance process where it's really done from a preventive prophylactic standpoint rather than just going in with one visit and nuking the mouth along with, of course, the data. I'm super data-driven in my approach. You know, when I'm over with a client, I want to see blood, saliva, urine, stool, HRV, sleep scores, you know, body activity scores, step count. And so I love to pull in all that data and then customize the program for them. And you kind of doing that type of thing with dentistry.
Yeah.
It's super cool. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to share with people here at the office or anything else that we haven't had a chance to go over that you think would be interesting for people to know about anything else that you do?
There's a lot that we do. We do ozone therapies here too, because when there's gum infection, that's...
Do you have an ozone therapy machine here?
Yeah, we
can
have.
Can you show it to us?
Yeah, I can show
okay,
you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Come with me. And we do laser, so we have one of the soft tissue and hard tissue lasers that we can heal bone with. That's over there.
Okay, so the laser, you can actually fix bone with the laser?
Yes,
So if someone has like broken teeth, or is this more
when somebody has bone infections from periodontal disease, this is an apparatus that is able to clean the bone. We also use it when we do kind of the cavitation types of stuff, when I take teeth out. You go inside the extraction socket and it just like atraumatically removes anything. Mm-hmm. It can penetrate about 100 microns into the bone and still disinfect the bone.
Wow.
And then we use this in combination with ozone also.
Okay.
To treat infections.
And with the ozone, actually show us the ozone generator.
Ozone
I'm just curious, because ozone obviously is something you're not supposed to breathe in, so I'm curious how you do that with the mouth.
So this is what we use. You can make ozonated water.
I own one of these.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, so you do ozonated water.
Machine, yeah.
Okay,
we make ozonated water and also gas.
So okay. then there's different protocols you use for yeah. injecting yeah. into, you can inject into the socket.
Yeah,
you can
for the gas, you do that through olive oil?
When they do oil? A nasal, when they breathe through their nose, then right. it goes through olive
yeah.
oil.
Yeah, because the reason you do it through olive oil, you guys, if you're breathing in ozone, you got to encapsulate it in like a lipid, otherwise it'll do yeah. damage to the respiratory yeah. tract. Mm-hmm. If you're drinking ozone, you don't have to pass it through oil. Yeah. If you're doing like a, say like a rectal or a vaginal inflation or insufflation, you don't have to go through oil.
Yeah.
But if you're going to breathe at any point, it's got to pass through a lipid yeah. first. So,
yeah. so
very
we have
cool.
that. We usually use those after extractions yeah. if somebody has issues. Yeah. But that's where kind of we use that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So cool. So many toys. Amazing.
That's kind of it.
Wow. Well, here's the thing. What you guys are going to be able to do is leave your questions and your comments and your feedback for Dr. Loud or for me. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/drloud, like Dr. Loud. And in addition, as we go through this process, I'll be giving you some updates about, you know, what's happening with the jaw, with the airway, with the mouth. I might do a little home MacGyver SpO2 measurements and fill you guys in on those. But stay tuned. Kind of like a few months ago was the month of the hair and the beard. These next few months might be the months of the teeth. So stay tuned. I'm Ben Greenfield. And your website, Dr. Loud, just in case people want to visit.
It's wholehealthdentistryaz.com.
wholehealthdentistryaz.com. And I'll link to it in the show notes as well. So thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching. And thanks for listening and watching if you're an overachiever. Until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Dr. Loud, signing out from BenGreenfieldFitness.com. Have an amazing week. In compliance with the FTC guidelines, please assume the following about links and posts on this site. Most of the links going to products are often affiliate links, of which I receive a small commission from sales of certain items, but the price is the same for you, and sometimes I even get to share a unique and somewhat significant discount with you. In some cases, I might also be an investor in a company I mention. I'm the founder, for example, of Keon LLC, the makers of Keon-branded supplements and products, which I talk about quite a bit. Regardless of the relationship, if I post or talk about an affiliate link to a product, it is indeed something I personally use, support, and with full authenticity and transparency, recommend in good conscience. I personally vet each and every product that I talk about. My first priority is providing valuable information and resources to you that help you positively optimize your mind, body, and spirit. And I'll only ever link to products or resources, affiliate or otherwise, that fit within this purpose. So there's your fancy legal disclaimer.